Welcome, welcome, guys. Welcome to the first podcast of 2023, the Dragoș Energy Podcast with me, Dragoș, and the Energy. It is, today I believe is the 9th, if I'm not mistaken. It is the 9th of January, so about 2 weeks since I did the last podcast. Cool, fun things have happened since then. The most important one, I have put up my first video that is better film, my first special that is slightly better film than the first one. Okay, so it's my second special. But it is filmed slightly better. I filmed it myself. I'm going to do a quick video on how I did that and some more details about it. But until then, you should check out the full special, the best case scenario special, the show that I have been touring for the past 2 years across Europe. It is now on YouTube. It's doing pretty decently. It's over 20,000 views at the moment. So thank you very much for everybody. Thank you very much to everyone that has donated, that has left a comment, a like, and has watched it, and is feeding that algorithm so I can get even more eyes on it. It's been a pretty relaxed end of the year here. Let's do the following thing. Let's talk about what's happened in the past couple of days, and let's talk about the future, okay? This 2023 year. This is going to be the goal of this podcast over here, okay? Very straightforward. Hasn't been particularly eventful the past couple of 14 days. I've done 3 shows in Mexico City. And they were spectacular. The audience here really likes to laugh. You know, that's one of the great things about Mexico City. People, if they're enjoying themselves, they don't hold back, right? I feel like you get a lot of that in Europe where people kind of like laugh, but then laugh a little bit, but like inside their heart, so you don't get to hear it as a comedian, right? But here, the Mexican audience in Mexico City, Federale, Distrito Federale, they like to laugh. I've done 3 shows so far, and I have another one coming up this Friday. So this is your last chance to see in Mexico City. If you're in Mexico City at this moment, get tickets for the show on Friday, okay? You can find them in the links in the bio or my Instagram or TikTok. Very fun interactions we've had here. I'm going to put some of these shows online. Some of the clips from the shows online. It's been very fun. Other than that, just been practicing my Spanish here and there. The podcast in Spanish is coming, so please do not worry. I'm slowly getting back into the groove of getting work done because I've just kind of been taking a bit of a vacation, if you will, yes? And so slowly going in that direction. I'm also going to do the Romanian podcast. This is happening. I know last time I kind of asked, should I do one? But the decision is I'm going to do one, and most likely I'm going to put it on Patreon. So, or Patreon or Buy Me a Coffee membership. I haven't yet figured it out which one, but it's coming, okay? Slowly figuring out all the technology aspects that are required to get figured in the out, okay? So far, so good. I have learned more words in Spanish, which is muy bueno, ¿sí? Muy intensifico, that's not a word. But I'm mostly using Duolingo and having conversations with people live. But one of the things that has been a bit annoying at the end of the year has been people texting me about Andrew Tate, have you heard about Andrew Tate? Yes, motherfucker, I've heard about Andrew Tate, and I am happy he is in prison. It seems like he is a piece of S shit, if you don't know what the S stands for. Of course, I was not too familiar with Andrew Tate, to be honest, before this whole shenanigans. Now, you know, before people used to ask me, Drago, is she from Romania? Do you know Dracula? Now they ask me about some other blood-sucking vampire, which is Andrew Tate, apparently. I don't know much about Andrew Tate, but it seems like he's a criminal, right? From what I've understood so far, it seems like he is a human trafficker. What is human trafficking? Broad definition. I try to stay away from making jokes about these kind of topics because these people tend to disappear from the news relatively fast, right? But Andrew Tate seems to be like a fucking like a cockroach, keeps coming back, right? So we'll see if he's still around or not. But as I was kind of doing a bit of research about it, what do I think about it? I feel a certain kind of way because, you know, it's always been the case where like, it feels a little bit like the Cortez element in Latin America, where you have people coming in to exploit the locals, right? So I think Andrew Tate was one of those motherfuckers that came to Romania just for pure purpose of exploitation, right? It sounds like his whole business model was force women to do video cam. From what I understood, he was accused of rape in the UK, and then basically he bounced from the UK because the British police apparently is incompetent, and they were not able to kind of pin him down for rape. Now he's in Romania, where the Romanian police, after apparently 10 years of, or maybe like 7 years of shenanigans, they finally kind of managed to get a hold of him, right? So good on that. But as I was reading a bit more about this, for those of you that don't know, Bucharest has been referred to as the web chat capital of the world. I've heard this outside of Romania. People have said that there's the highest amount of web chat studios in the world, basically Bucharest is the capital. That is where you have the most of them, right? And yeah, I did a bit of, you know, I come from a smaller city in Romania. It's called Buzău. I've never actually lived in Bucharest. But it's quite interesting because I had a couple of friends that I was in high school with that I remember stories from here and there. And now that I have learned about the Santa Fe situation, it seems like all of them kind of tie in a bit. Because I've had friends from Romania, you know, from not very rich backgrounds, parents, not a lot of money. They didn't have a lot of money. They went to Bucharest University. And a lot of times in order to make money, they would just go into the webcam service, right? The webcam studio business, which of course it's kind of like sex work. You know, you show your intimate parts or you do a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of playful shenanigans with a magic wand and you make dinero, right? So there were some girls that are coming back, you know, during the holidays with ungodly amounts of cash. But a lot of times they were not particularly, when you talk to them, they wouldn't, so this is like people that I went to high school with, right? They would not give you too much detail, but then I'd find detail from other friends that apparently they were tricking men abroad to fall in love with them and send them money and then kind of dupe them, which is kind of what Andrew Tate was describing was happening in his studio. So it is interesting how this whole situation is. It just kind of makes me a little bit sad, right? Because it's just about, you know, if you're poor and your life sucks, then it's going to suck even more because motherfuckers are going to come and take advantage of you and they're going to buy Bugattis off your suffering and pain. So it seems like this is what Andrew Rappe, what's I'm going to call him from now on, has been doing. So we'll see. I mean, innocent until proven guilty, but this guy seems pretty guilty, especially after I've seen some videos where he's effectively ratting on himself, where he basically describes how he doesn't pay taxes via Bitcoin, and he describes how he basically coerces women. So I have no sympathy for this. The funny thing is that because all these questions about what do you think about Andrew Tate, they come to me on TikTok. And a lot of the people, so I started watching some videos about Andrew Rape on TikTok, and it seems like the fan base is full of barely literate imbeciles, right? Nobody is questioning anything. There's this whole conspiracy, or the Matrix is trying to, what the fuck are you talking about? There is no, you're dumb, and he's not only is he taking advantage of vulnerable women in Romania and from the Republic of Moldova, but he's also taking advantage of you because you're dumb, you're sad, and you're lonely, and you're looking for someone to tell you that you're worth something, and you undertake the saying that, unfortunately, there's no one else telling you that, but Andrew Tate apparently has been telling you this, and now you're giving him money, so he's taking advantage of two sides of this of society, women and men, that are relatively in vulnerable states mentally or even physically or financially. So he's got quite the business model going for him there. So we'll see what happens in the end. I don't know too much about it, but all the interactions I've... Nobody's really questioned. Like, basically, all the interactions I've had on TikTok or, YouTube or something with people, they're like, no, bro, Romania sucks. They're corrupt, and the left wants to take Andrew Tate down. Yes, because apparently not good things are happening in the compound. You remember when he was telling that you should punch women in the face because they're stupid? Maybe that's also a symptom of a bigger problem like sex trafficking and human trafficking. But I was quite exasperated with the amount of stupidity present in the Andrew Tate fan base. Like, people are so fucking dumb. Somebody tells them to go to gym and now they're that person is Jesus to them. Motherfucker, Arnold Schwarzenegger fucking has been saying this for years and years and years, and you choose Andrew Tate as your model? I shall refrain from saying other things because I was going to give you a bit of advice on what to do with your life. Anyway, so other than this obnoxious bullshit with Andrew Tate, other than that, I've just been thinking how to kind of slowly kind of come into the year, man. I'm trying to write a new hour at the moment. We are practicing. I did a couple of shows. Things are coming. The information is coming out. I'm trying to focus a bit. I think based on this Andrew Tate bullshit, I think the goal of the next hour is going to be to kind of encourage people to read a little bit more. Because if you read a fucking book, you might not be as stupid to fall for Andrew Tate's bullshit and Hustler's Academy and other idiotic things. I mean, there's a lot of books where they tell you to fucking go to the gym and get your ass up in the morning. So that's kind of been what I've been looking at in terms of comedy writing at the moment. I am trying to explore a couple other things. There's been a lot of other messages that I've been getting at the start of the year. I have been, Dragos, you're in Mexico City. What the fuck is happening? How are you dealing with the tanks? The tanks, Dragos. The Sinaloa cartel is destroying Mexico. I'm like, bro. And when I say bro, I mean mom. because this is where the message has been coming from. Mexico is a gigantic country, like literally gigantic. So a lot of these Sinaloa cartel and like the son of El Chapo, they're all the way up in the north next to the border with the U.S., which is like 8 hours by car, you know? So it's like super far away from Mexico City. It's super far away, actually even more than 8 hours probably. So I haven't had any interactions with this kind of stuff. The Mexico City has been pretty chill. You know, it's the traffic is coming back now after the holidays. It was a little bit traffic less, if you will, which I really enjoyed during the holidays. But other than that, I'm slowly getting more into writing. I'm figuring out what edits to do. I'm planning the shows. I've got a couple of shows already ready. I got to set up the events tomorrow. But some of the shows will be Copenhagen, end of the month. We're going to Helsinki, Aarhus. We're going to be doing some other places in Hamburg, Frankfurt, Munich. Things are slowly coming together, okay? So you're going to be able to see me in different locations around Europa. I'm also putting more stuff now. I'm going to try to grow the YouTube a little bit more aggressively this year. I'm going to put stuff on Facebook. The goal is to do many, many things. I've also been to the cinema. Oh my God, the cinema brings me back to this Andrew Tate bullshit, which I really want to get away with, but it seems to be following me aggressively. I watched a movie called Ella Dijo. That's what she said. No, it's the movie's called She Said. It's basically about the Me Too, the rise of the Me Too movement and how they got, what's his name? Harvey Weinstein. Harvey, it's an investigation. It's basically like, have you guys seen, what's that word where they find that the Pope is, what's the movie where they discover that the Pope's a pedophile? With Mark Ruffalo. I forget what the movie is called, but basically it's one of these investee documentaries on reenacting how they did the background, investigative journalism behind the Harvey Weinstein lawsuit and the Me Too movement and how they got him to prison, right? Which, by the way, Harvey Weinstein, another person that is extremely violent and has displayed violent behavior towards women. This motherfucker had 82 women came out basically to you know, speak against this guy being a piece of shit, right? So it just feels like, I don't know, it just feels like the past 2 months, the past 6 months has been very, very charged with violence against women. And I was talking to this about a couple of, with a couple of friends, and they were like, yeah, it has always been like that. And what do I say? I'm talking about like the Andrew Tate stuff, where like basically he's grooming a new generation of misogynists, the thing that women are less than men. You have the whole bullshit in Iran, where the fucking government is trying to control women, and more situations in Mexico and Latin America, where apparently there is widespread femicide, which I've discovered while I was here. So I don't know. It seems like the theme of the past couple of 6 months for me in terms of getting news has been a lot of violence against women, and that maybe makes me upset. So I don't know exactly what I can do in terms of to kind of address this. I'm talking a bit about it now, but fucking unfollow Andrew Tate. And if you did follow him, just like, you know, just fine. Just see the error of your ways and stop idolizing a fucking criminal. But it seems to be a lot of the movies are bringing this to light at the moment, which is kind of cool and nice. And I hope we do see some change. And the other thing that pisses me off about this Andrew Tate bullshit is I think he got arrested around like New Year's Eve, which was super annoying because like Russia was bombing the fuck out of Ukraine during the holidays and no one was talking about it because everyone was too busy talking about piece of shit Andrew Tate, right? So that also kind of frustrated the fuck about me. Like, you know, the Ukrainians are dying left and right because of you know, another piece of shit's decisions, Putin bombing Ukraine all over, and everybody's kind of talking about Andrew Tate, which, again, he should go to prison if everything he did, you know, comes out as being valid, which I'm sure it is, because he has said it on camera, I'm going to Romania because it's easier to bribe the police and basically do rape. Basically, I do hope, I've been trying to kind of keep an eye on the situation at the moment, and I've been reading a lot of geopolitical articles, and I've been reading, I watched the latest podcast, Joe Rogan, with Peter Zane, which is this guy that talks about geopolitics and kind of predicted the war in Ukraine, talks about the importance of geography in the context of geopolitics and, you know, the access to resources, and they also was talking a lot about how, like, basically this war is going to be the end of Russia, because from the perspective of birth rates and just population that is able to go to war, this is the last generation that can do it. So one way or another, Russia is going bye-bye, which, again, is unfortunate for the people that are going to suffer under the instability of the domain. But I hope, you know, Putin does go away and we get some sense of normality back into the world, if possible, right? And he was also talking about interesting things. I think his name is Peter Zuhashian. I'll tell you in a second what's his name. Basically, I saw it on the Joe Rogan podcast. This guy, I've been reading a couple of books about this from before, so it's interesting to see him actually kind of like popping his head out on more mainstream platforms. Zehan, Peter, Z as in zoo, E as in elephant, I as in iPad, H as in Honduras, A as in America, N as in NATO. Yeah, how about that? So this guy's been talking a lot about the fall of China, the fall of China that is coming in the next decade because of different reasons. But this whole kind of shift in global geopolitics has been something that I've been thinking about quite a lot since I've come over to Mexico, because I do see it a lot, and this guy talks about it as well. It seems like Mexico is gonna get a lot more of an important role in the world, at least in terms of like supporting the U.S. from the perspective of manufacturing, from the perspective of consuming U.S. made products and manufacturing products for the U.S. Because apparently, according to this guy PZ, let's call him PZ, the labor costs in Mexico now it costs 1/3 of the costs of producing stuff in China. So like pretty insane, right? Like for example, the cost of labor is 1/3. The cost of labor in China. So it seems like it's a lot more cheaper to make stuff in Mexico than China. So we'll see how the world reacts to this shift in geopolitical dynamics. And I was telling you guys, I don't know if you guys were, was I talking to myself or was I talking on the podcast? I can't remember, but I was telling you guys that I've noticed a lot more Spanish-speaking actors and characters in Hollywood, which probably, which is a change of pace from 2016 to 2019, where there are a lot of Chinese characters and speaking actually Mandarin in movies, because I think at that time Hollywood is still trying to cater to China as a market. But since China became a little bit more inward focused, I think the money stopped flowing. So now they're kind of refocusing on getting more money, the Hollywood people at least, from Latin American Spanish-speaking countries, which is very, very interesting, and I think it's again once again a good decision to be in the process of in the process of learning Spanish. Yes. En este momento estoy activo en mi proceso de aprender español, pero necesito practicar más. Yo estoy en proceso de practicar cada día. This is, I'm practicing every day Spanish. See? But at the same time, I still need a bit of, I think the past couple of days, the past week, I haven't really been practicing all that much. I need to refocus a little bit. But we can do that with a Spanish podcast. And I'm back in Berlin. I'm back in Berlin on the 18th. I'm going to talk to a couple. I'm going to pull some strings to do some shows there. We're going to have to try out some new material, get ready some new jokes, and put ourselves in a position to be ready to write more jokes and deliver this year, right? But have I rambled on enough? I want to do a couple more videos as well, but maybe I'll do it once I'm in Berlin. At the moment here, the temperatures have been around like 20, 25, which have been muy bueno. But I understand Berlin now is still pretty hot. Which, by the way, in terms of temperature, it seems like Europe was pretty warm this year during winter, which kind of worked in favor of everyone that has that had prepared for the war, because now they have extra resources in terms of gas and oil. And it seems to have been not in the favor of Russia, because their little blackmail plan didn't really quite work out, right? So it's curious to see how things are going to develop in the next couple of weeks. But just a quick check-in. This was the point of this podcast, that should give you guys a quick check-in and to kind of hold myself accountable to doing more of these episodes. Even though there's been a bit of a delay, I think we're going in the good direction and we're going to be doing more of these podcasts. But thank you very much for checking out this podcast. If you guys like it, subscribe, comment. It helps with the algorithm. Follow it on Spotify and all the other platforms. And keep an eye out. The Romanian one and the Spanish one is going to be coming out very, very soon. Muy rápido. And at the same time, watch the special. If you have not yet seen it, watch it. We very much appreciate it if you could donate. If you can't donate, that's completely fine. But this is it. Thanks a lot, guys. See you guys next week in another episode of the podcast, potentially from Berlin. Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? Today is Monday. So if I do it next week, it's going to be next Monday, which means I'm still going to be here because I'm leaving on Wednesday probably. All righty. Well, thank you very much and have a nice evening or afternoon, morning, night. Bye.